Today's date is August 5th, 2006. The monthly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group Section, Interfaith. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya. The message of today is very simple. Come out of the Babylon the Great, which is the same as be still and see the power of God. Indeed, we are in the period after the opening of the seven seals in the Revelation, and as clearly can be seen in the Holy Book of God and in the Revelation, nothing much happens after the opening of the seven seals until the Babylon the Great falls, and that fall will be great. And we can see the cracking and the sound of the Babylon the Great is indeed falling apart. And we can see that the coming of great tribulation is at hand. This is the time for those that are godly and people of God and are elect to come out of this world and recognize that they belong to God and work on themselves to see this vision clearly and realize that this is the only way out of this mess that ego has created on earth. Create the communities of light based on God and His revelations and will, that humanity start recognizing little by little that indeed they have to start thinking like God, the way He wants this creation to be, to recognize and realize the essence of everything that God has created, and therefore they follow the Dharma or the essence or innate nature of everything that is on earth. That they recognize from the very childhood that they have been created to become divine, to meditate, close their eyes, go within and see God and shatter any narrowness of the mind and recognize God indeed has been guiding the history and humanity, and He has created creation for a purpose, and that purpose now is clearly given to humanity, and man has no choice but realize their opinions and ideas has to be the same as the reason anything has been created. Otherwise, is an intellectual understanding, and human has not considered God. And that is happening very much in this time, and humanity has put God out in all level of the life, and that is the reason for what is happening now on earth. The religions, nations, and people with different ideas and dogmas are fighting one another, but God clearly says that His kingdom will come, and it will not come before the seventh seal is opened. Now it has. Therefore, this is the only revelation and the teaching that will bring humanity out of their problems and dead end that they have dug themselves into. But those who are in this mission and have seen this vision have to work on themselves and not to take sides, but become still and become one with God and His purpose, and come together, create communities of light, and show humanity how come out of it by recognizing that every human has the essence of God in them, and they have to come and get along and reach to a space for the resources. Therefore, they will not scratch each other's face because of that and bring the peace on earth. And the way is been given. There is no other religion or revelation has the authority or created to unify humanity, and those who differ in this, they are mistaken. Every religion is a part of this great truth, and they should all realize, and more humanity reach out to each other and give this good news to as many as they can. Therefore, they can bring a great number to this realization, and the number indeed is the hand of God. As our number increases, we'll reach a point that humanity will be educated more and more and come out of their narrow interpretation of God and dogmas, and eventually create peace on earth. It is indeed is been prophesied that when this revelation comes, like a stone that hits the statue in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, that statue will be broken to pieces and will be no more. Egoistical system, religions, and anything that has been created on earth has created this situation, and if you take part in any side, you are taking part in ego. And therefore, this is the time to become still, learn the teaching, learn the mission, learn the realization that has come to you, and bring the kingdom of God on earth by concentrating on God and His revelation instead of concentrating on what is happening on earth. What's happening on earth clearly was prophesied, and God said 1/3 of humanity will be destroyed. Although it seems so cruel, and none of us really like to see the thing is happening right now, but that is been foretold not because God has done it, but because human has gone against His will. And now that this revelation has come, they still are not listening to it, not coming, not joining, not getting with the work. And therefore, God is justified to awaken and shaken the humanity to recognize He indeed exists. He is in charge. He has a purpose for this creation, and humanity have to succumb to His will if they want to return back home. This creation is a sickness in the body of God. It has gone astray. It has gone awry. The purpose is to turn around, be baptized, and go to God. That is why God created this creation. It's not to come here and be attached to this external world, to the material thing, and to everything else, which is delusion of separation from God and Maya, and then expect that nothing going to happen. And there is nothing unholy in this universe but the feeling of separation from God or ego. Therefore, this is the message for all to come out of the Babylon the Great. Recognize you are the children of God. Do not take side. Do not get upset with what you see, although it's hard not to, but concentrate on the mission, concentrate on this revelation, come together, become brothers and sisters, no matter what part of the world you are at, so you can become eventually one in God. Know one another to become one. And that is the purpose and the reason for this creation and for this mission, to create a new heaven and a new earth. The new heaven is this new revelation, and the new earth is coming of the kingdom. Therefore, be still and see the power of God that will bring this earth back to his fold, and those who resist that will be a part of the Babylon the Great. They are following their ego. They are unable to go beyond their small visions, and therefore they will be a part of that body, or the Babylon the Great. Abud is asking, Haryom Shrihang Om Nam Kebalam. What does that mean? It means the goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity or God is everything. Of course, the base of our teachings is the eternal divine path. That means that we awaken our spiritual forces, we meditate, we chant, we dance, we do all the practices that has been given to humanity to awaken the spiritual forces which related to the mystical path, which includes Hinduism, Buddhism, Sufism, Kabbalah, mystical Christianity or saints, and any teaching that says, know thyself to know God. You have to have an experience with God. Actually, you wanted to know what language it is. It is Sanskrit, and the Sanskrit is closest language to the language of God. Sanskrit was the language brought with the Aryans to Persian and eventually to Iraq, and it was mixed with the African language, and the Semitic language is influenced both with the African and other languages and Sanskrit, and eventually Arabic influenced Persian language. Therefore, the Sanskrit is the very base of many languages on earth, and that is why you can see many words still is similar in Latin, in Hindu, in Persian, and even in Arabic languages. And therefore, it was the closest language to the purest form of sound in the universe. Of course, the purest form of sound cannot even be uttered in the external world. That's why many teachers and gurus and people who were in India, they formulated some words together which affects the energy center on humanity, and they call them mantra. Mantra is few words that put together that affects different level of human consciousness. They usually have some characteristic. Usually they make the person breathe deeper. It usually have a sound vibration. It has a great meaning behind it. And of course, the Haryom Shrihang is the latest and the greatest universal mantra is being given to humanity. So it is Sanskrit. It means the goal of the life is to become divine. If you see, I pause between be and come because there are two philosophy. One say we are already divine, so we don't need to become divine, which is true. Our essence is divine, but our lower nature does not let us to become that essence. Therefore, although we have the divinity within ourselves, we have to work and meditate and overcome and eventually become that essence which is the same as God, or what in Hindu religion called Atman and Atman, or in Persian they call Khud and Khuda. They are very similar. So if you know thyself, you know God. Therefore, the goal is to know that essence, to realize that indeed you are a part of God. But that doesn't mean you create a big ego and say, I'm God and nobody else is God, so I know better than everybody else. That is still ego, trying to feel superior to others. But if you truly understand the essence of God within you, then you see the essence of God in everyone, and you recognize not only you are a part of God, but also everyone else is a part of God. Indeed, you become humble. That's why Christ said, whoever is the most humble is the greatest in heaven and in God's plan. Therefore, we can see you are divine, but you have to work on it to become divine. That's why the goal of the life is to be divine, if you could, or become divine. That divinity, that divine essence is God, which is everything. God wasn't like us, that he can go to the 7-Eleven and buy something they need, or any convenience store outside ourselves. He had to use his own body and whatever it was in the creation to create this manifestation so we can meditate and become a part of God. Therefore, we can see the goal is to have an experience with God. If you haven't had an experience with God, you have religion, you have dogmas, you have misunderstanding. That's what the first step in the eternal divine path is, to recognize that essence and become one with God. Our universal mantra is the gentler mantra than the word that has been given to everybody to meditate on. But the word also has been revealed to humanity, which is much more powerful and is the only name of God which cannot be pronounced or uttered. And that, of course, is a very powerful name or the word. We do not recommend people meditate or try to meditate on the word, because it comes with a commitment. You cannot use the word and stay lukewarm. You have to dedicate yourself completely to God and the mission if you want to use the word. The Hari Om Shri Hang is the mantra, is given to humanity to meditate and the awakened spiritual forces. But Hindus do not worship one God. They have many gods, same as Buddhism. Well, as we said, God is everything. The Buddhists and the Hindus, especially Hindus, knew that. Little by little, those who could not reach the formless, invisible, nameless, eternal God start saying, well, if everything is God, therefore I can worship this tree as a part of God, or this statue, or this and that. So after a while, they broke down God is everything as God is this statue, God is this person, God is my guru, God is this and God is that, and nothing else is God. Of course, that was the understanding of the Kali Age, or the Age of Ignorance. But even in Hinduism, the highest realization of God is Atman, or Self, which is within you, and is the same as God. So in a higher level, Hinduism indeed believe in one God, which is your essence. Then Buddha came. He was just sick of so many gods that Hindus were following, and he said, don't worry about them. Just meditate and go to Nirvana. Therefore, some Buddhists say that Buddha said there is no God. He never said there is no God. He just said that don't worry about them. You're not here to be attached to this god or this statue or tree or animal or this and that, but to know thyself, to see the essence, which is the same as the essence in the universe, which is called Nirvana. Of course, they translated means nothingness. As Buddhism spread, it eventually went to Tibet. Many of yellow race have come from the American continent. And they already had kachinas, and that's why when Buddhism came to Tibet and China and those areas, they incorporated those kachinas into their beliefs, and now we have so many gods also in Buddhism. But in truth, Buddha was very opposed to anything that is not within you, is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. And if you look at the kachinas in American Indian dolls and compare them with the painting in Buddhism, and especially the Mahayana or Tibetan Buddhism, you will see the similarity between them. Therefore, in truth, Buddha was opposed to any manifestation as God, as we are. We are saying God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Therefore, anything, even the sound you might use as the name of God, cannot be the ultimate, the highest, the one God that we preach. But at the same time, we say God is everything. So you can look at the tree and say, well, this is God. Yes, you are right. There is God in the tree. That is a part of God, but that is not the highest. It is not in pure consciousness. Therefore, we can see, even in higher level in Hinduism, there is only one God, and anything which is not that experience with Atman is lower level of understanding of human, and human have a hard time to recognize a God that is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It is easier for a lot of people to have a name for it, to have a shape for it, and therefore, after a while, the very high teaching of the teachers or the revealers become dogmas and fragmented to the lower nature of those who interpret the teaching wrongly. So we can see indeed all the mystical path, Hindus, Buddhists, Kabbalists, saints, Sufis, and all those that truly close their eyes to experience God believe only on the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal God. Who knows, maybe in a couple of hundred years, people in the mission, they say the name of the God is Fine, F-I-N-E. It's not. It's just an abbreviation for formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Hopefully in this time, we wrote this thing down. We published them. We talked about them so many times. We have tapes and videos and audios about them and explained them so many times. Hopefully this will not happen. And also, it is coming of the golden age. Humanity eventually will put the dogmas away, will go to the higher self, recognize that God is within them, and that is the only place they can find them. The temple that is their body is always with them, and therefore they purify the temple, they clean it, they sweep it, they put all the dogmatic and ungodly thoughts out of it, and eventually that temple become pure channel for greater realization for themselves and others. Abud is asking, did God fool us when he say in Quran, Al-Ahzab verses 40, that Muhammad is the last prophet for the humanity? Explain this point, please. I would be thankful. Thanks to God for all the explanation we give here. Indeed, this revelation is the one that explains everything. The Quran, of course, was revealed with no vowel in it. It was written down without vowel, and if you know, I'm sure you do, in Arabic, the vowels are not written as English, but they are the signs you put at the top or the bottom, or the way that makes you go up or down when you pronounce a word. Therefore, there has been a great debate. Did God reveal the word Khatam, which means the last, or Khatam, which means the seal, the very top of the ring? There has been a great debate which one is correct. Is it Khatam, is the last prophet, or Khatam, the seal of prophets, which is the meaning of that word? Indeed, the very difference between Muslim and Baha'is, Baha'is believe it was Khatam. It was not Khatam, that therefore they do not accept that it was Khatam at all. Now, in our explanation, we say both are correct. That's why it was revealed without vowel, and the confusion is no longer. If you look at the greatest sign, you see the sign of Islam is very top of the ring or the seal. And therefore, it is Khatam. And also, Islam brought the highest spiritual realization, which means being surrendered and submit to the will of God. It means to see His way of thinking and creating and creation. And therefore, it also brought highest spiritual realization to humanity, which means the surrendering and submissive to the will of God instead of our intellectual interpretation of God. And therefore, it was the last prophet in the sense of bringing the highest spiritual realization. So, again, we are the only revelation that bring peace and unity between these two groups that were discussing it in different ways and reveal the meaning of Khatam and Khatam. And therefore, Prophet Muhammad was not lying. Quran was not lying. Quran also might have changed, because when they tried to put the Quran together, there was many versions of Quran, because Muhammad never wrote it down himself. There were people around him memorized the word that came to him, and later on they recited to other people and it spread. But when Osman tried to bring them together as one version of Quran, it was realized that there were many versions and the words are pronounced a little different between different groups. They had eventually to come with the version that now is the official Quran for Muslims. They tried to bring all the verses that they thought it was revealed back to Quran, but even after the official version was accepted, there were people, they would come forward and say, this verse is not included. I remember such and such a person said that also Prophet Muhammad revealed this part in this verse with this meaning. And so a lot of those verses were not included. So we can see even Quran not completely contains everything Prophet Muhammad revealed. And it makes sense, because if somebody for 13 years come to the people and reveal a revelation, the Quran probably should be many times larger than it is. So there is a possibility that not all the verses are included, and also there were many versions of Quran, and that makes sense, because again, the whole truth had to come at this time. That is why the though or the holiest of the holies has been written by the prophet. It's been corrected, and the latest version of though is in our website, and it's been updated to this point that no one can bring any other version, says this is better than the other version. So we can see that again in this aspect, though is the pure word of God, and it is complete. And if you read though and compare with Quran and other revelation, you will see though is 100 times more inclusive and explains many things that many other religion did not. Therefore, we believe in Quran, but we also accept Quran as not a complete revelation. As Prophet Muhammad himself said, he did not reveal everything, and his revelation is a part of the whole tablet, not the whole thing. But with the R is the whole tablet, and therefore that is more complete than any other revelation before it. And that makes sense because God said no other revelation will be complete until the seventh angel or seventh revelation, and this is the seventh. As Muslim, take the Bible with a grain of salt, and they say it's been changed. We also take Quran with a grain of salt because there was many versions and many verses was not included. And of course, according to God's revelation, none of them will be completed until this revelation and this is. They did not have the typewriter, they did not have the computer, they did not have the internet, they did not have the facilities that God have given to us to make this perfect and available to whole humanity at the same time. So we can see all these things have to be recognized with Muslim as it has to be recognized by Christian and Jews and Hindus, and they all have to come out of where they are and accept the Word of God. A Buddha is asking, can you read Arabic? I have been born in Tehran, Persia, so 75% of Persian language is Arabic. I did study Arabic some in a school, so I know it is a beautiful and powerful language. I probably can read it, but I do not understand the whole word in them, but I know enough to understand that how it works and how it is constructed. And also it's not necessary because God said this revelation will come in another language and it doesn't have to be Arabic. And also English has Arabic words in it because Arabic language came to Spain and Spain was under the influence of Arabs for 200 years. So Spanish is very much influenced with Arabic. You even have some Arabic name in South America like Mansour or people who have still their name Arabic, even Our Lady of Fatima. As Fatima is an Arabic name, which was the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, which is eventually transferred to Christianity as the Lady of Fatima. There is no such a word or name in Latin. Therefore, it is very much is the name of the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, which transferred as a saint in Christianity later on. The Spanish language influenced French very deeply, and French eventually took over England for 200 years, and they influenced English with French language. So we can see Arabic influenced Spanish, Spanish influenced French, French English. So we can see Arabic language eventually influenced them, and their very base, of course, was the Latin and Indo-European language. Therefore, also English is been influenced with Hindu-European language, so it is the most universal language at this time. And that's why this revelation also came in this language. It did not come in my language, Persian. It did not come in any other language but the language that God has chosen as the universal language. And you can see many people speak English. Even if you go in a country, they have different languages. If you go to any hotel, you will find some people know English. So it is become a universal language, but it doesn't mean that it has to stay rigid. We can see it is already been influenced with many words like dharma, karma, reincarnation, or even jihad. It's becoming kind of a part of English language, which is influencing it and expanding it to a more universal and international language. So we can see God indeed chose very well this language and brought it to this point that this revelation can come to this language that many people know. So this revelation did not have to come in Arabic, and I did not have to know Arabic as my first language, but I was exposed to it enough to know enough of it to see how it works. So I do not speak Arabic, but I do speak Persian, which 75 of it is Arabic. And of course, this revelation came to me when I came to the United States. It didn't come to me when I was in Persia. It didn't come to me when I would have gone to an Arabic country and learned the language, but I came here, I learned this language, and then God gave me this revelation. And it makes sense because that is indeed a universal language. As the time goes on, more languages, more words will come to English, and at the end it's become a universal, international language, which might not even look the same as it looks now. But that is the plan. So we can see all these things make sense. All this revelation have come from God. Indeed, God has prophesied this revelation will come, that there will be a seven seal and seven revelation. And the revealer of the seven seal will be the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It means coming from King David and Solomon. Prophet Muhammad was not the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He was from Ishmael. Although all of them have Abraham as their father or originator of this plan of God, we can see Prophet Muhammad was a great prophet, brought a great revelation to humanity. And he, of course, had to deal with the very unpleasant situations, and God had to bring him the concept that later on misunderstood, like jihad, which should be declared with a pure person like Prophet Muhammad himself. And that is a struggle. Jihad means a struggle personally, a struggle environmentally, and a struggle socially in all level to make everything godly. He was attacked by people in Mecca, and therefore he had to fight back. But now, of course, the jihad becoming the word that some people use for their personal reason. And we can see always in religion there are people who use the teaching of the prophet or the revealer for their own reason. We can see that in history in Europe when Catholic Church was running the whole Europe and had their own idea, and ignorance, of course, completely enveloped that continent. Eventually, people had to change it, come to the conclusion that everybody has the right to know what God said. So now in our teaching, of course, everybody is encouraged to go, to search, to study, to see the revelation, and eventually convert themselves. I'm not here to convert you. I'm here just give you the message, give you this truth, and reveal to you what God has revealed to me. I give what I have received. Just a channel, a messenger of God to you, a point of rallying around and becoming one. So it is God indeed that has revealed this all to humanity, and no man can really know all this truth without the mind of God behind him. Therefore, we can see many things points to coming of this revelation. And Muslims, like Hindus and Buddhists and Christians and Jews, have to recognize that, come out of their misunderstanding of God and listen to God. What God has to say, not what is my opinion and idea. Timothy has a question. Go ahead, Timothy.
Shalom, everyone. Shalom, Maitreya. Question about a discussion, a topic that came up last week in the Pal Talk room. I guess a guest had come and asked if it is written anywhere in Tho that it says that Tho is the word of God. And I wondered if you could talk about the word of God and the multiple meanings of the word of God.
As I heard it, the discussion was that some brother in Islam came and said that Prophet Muhammad in Quran says that this is the word of God, and no place in Doha is fine that we say this is the word of God. I think we have said it is the word of God many times, probably in our satsangs, and also when somebody fulfills the prophecies, genealogy, genetic trees point to he is chosen by God to bring the word of God. What he brings to humanity is the word of God. It is implied that, yes, this is the word of God. Or maybe I've been shy to directly say it is the word of God, but it is. You know, how could it not be if it fulfills the prophecy, it's according to the scriptures, therefore it is the word of God. God said this will come, and it has. Indeed, this is the last revelation of God to humanity. It's perfected, it is complete, and there will not be any revelation like it after this or was before this. And therefore we can see it is the word of God. Of course, the word of God is interpreted according to the level of consciousness of people who are receiving it. It's just like law of perception. If you do not want to see a situation or something that you do not want to perceive, that is a well long known in psychology, that you ignore it. You do not want to see it, therefore you don't see it. Unless somebody bring it to your face and say, yeah, you have to look at it, you have to see it, and that's exactly what God is doing to humanity. Perception of humanity is they're okay where they are, in their nation, in their culture, in their religion, in their way they have been brought up. And suddenly this revelation comes and say, no, there's more to it. Each of you are a part of a greater truth. What you have is the dogmas. It's not the last word of God. And still humanity says, no, I can't see it, I don't see it, it's wrong, it doesn't have anything new. Any excuses they can bring not to see this is indeed from God. It is the last revelation, it is their salvation. They have to come out of the Babylon the Great and start creating the comings of light. So we have to push it in their face. God has to bring humanity to the point that say, well, our system is not working. Our way of not working. All the people are not going to become Christian. All the people are not going to become Muslim. All the people are not going to become Jews or Hindus or Buddhists. But this revelation says, if you are Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, Jews, Muslim, you are a part of God already. You have a part of the truth, but bring them and put them in the puzzle and see it. Humanity is not ready yet for that. So, when it comes to the humanity, every person interprets it according to where they are. Just like a teaching of Tantra. Tantra is a great teaching of overcoming by meditating or going through the experience and seeing the worthlessness of our desires. And now, of course, those who are in a lower nature, they say it is a philosophy of sex. You have to have a lot of sex because Tantra is my path. But originally it wasn't. So the level of consciousness is low, therefore they just see that part. They don't go beyond that to overcome something they should, and the stuff more sensationalize it and therefore go fall to the lower nature in a greater degree. So the word of God is the same thing. When I give satsang, not everybody receives it the same way. Some people receive it, they observe it, they love it, they see it, they take it, they go for it. Some people receive it, see it's a part of the truth, take the part they like, they reject it, they don't like. Some people even get furious that why a person comes and say he's from God and bring this revelation to humanity, and they become rude and unhappy for what happened. It's the same wording, same revelation. Each person receives it differently, and even they interpret it differently. I say something and they see what they want to see according to their psychological, cultural, and background setup. So the word of God can be interpreted many, many levels. Basically, it can be interpreted in 7 levels, which is the 7 psychic center. But even in every psychic center, there are many levels. So it is almost infinitely can be interpreted. And the word of God has infinite meaning for infinite people. That is why we do not recommend anybody listen to the people in the mission or the disciples if they want to be called that. But go to the source. If you want to know Islam, go to Quran and read their history. And if you want to know Christianity, go to New Testament and read their history. Don't listen to the preacher or go and read though to know what they all meant in the first place. Therefore, the word of God has many meanings to many different people. So the best way is to get as close to the source as possible. That's why we recommend everybody go to the website, go to though, read the scripture, read the teachings, read the supplements, listen to the videos and audios, and eventually, maybe, little by little, they get the purest form possible for them. Still, I do not believe everybody can get the purest form, you know, without filtering it to what they want to see. But if we can find some people like that, then that is great. They are the ones who become teachers. They are the ones they become preachers of this teaching to other people. But still, even after the preacher and teachers tell you something, check it out. Check it with the website. Check it with our search engine to see if did they say the truth. Because we did have some people that who wrote the prophecies, and later on some people came and objected to some part of it, and we corrected it. So even those who have seen the vision can see it a little wrongly or not completely purely. So if you want to know Quran, don't listen to people that they talk about Quran. Go read the Quran. You want to see the Old Testament? Go read the Old Testament, New Testament. And of course, after you read all of them, go read though to see which parts of the Bible has been changed. Yes, Muslims come to our room and say, Bible has been changed. Yeah, it is changed. But there are still enough truth left by God that we can see a lot of truth in them. So it is not completely lost or completely changed, but there have been changes in the Bible. It's been translated 27 times or more, and every translation loses some words in it. So they have some truth, but not the whole truth again. So you cannot just throw the baby with the bathtub. You have to see this teaching to recognize what parts they are. So that is how the Word of God has more than one meaning, but the best meaning comes from the revealer or the prophet that has been chosen by God, and probably he has been chosen many lifetimes to bring the message of God to humanity. So he tries to bring it to humanity as pure as possible, and that's why maybe the prophets are being rejected, because they say the truth and the background and the psyche of humanity doesn't want the truth. And that is why they fell in the first place. But we are looking for the people who have been meditating for the last 12,000 years, and they do want the truth. They see this vision, they see it clearly, and their interpretation is not completely off too much from the truth that is revealed to them. Indeed, these are the word of God. It has come from God to humanity. It is the last revelation. It is the opening of the seventh seal. It is the salvation of man. This is the time of tribulation that which is coming, and we can see what's happening in Middle East again. Is this the one that is going to start the great tribulation? Maybe, maybe not. But what we know, it will happen. The confrontation is being set up. There will be great confrontation between different forces on earth which are impure and do not know the whole truth. Therefore, they will fight to death and they will kill each other. But this is the time for us to stay back and give this to everyone and preach and call them to come and join us. And eventually, at the end, even those who killed one another will see that their ways is not going to work. So we are not against anybody at all. We will eventually come to the truth. Somebody told me we have the last piece of the puzzle. Them put the puzzle together. We have the last word. We have the last piece of the puzzle when they are tried and never succeeded. Then I'll leave you all to God. Again, the message for us is to understand this teaching. Go beyond our nationality, religion, race, gender. Recognize that there is only one God for all humanity, and not let what is happening and what is coming affect us, because it will be awful. We have to recognize that God said this thing will come to humanity. Therefore, stay still and see the power of God, that he sends the revelation first and then he give humanity a chance to progress and change to his ways. If they don't, he has no choice but to bring a situation that those who will not follow the will of creation to be eliminated. Until next creation. Therefore, see the power of God, recognize God exists, He sent this revelation, and this is the call to elect to come forward and take their places in this great time that we live in. Salam, everybody.